When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, so starting with Jeff. 5 o'clock here in Detroit. It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you all. Hope you're all out there being safe and have a great holiday with your family and friends. But I do wonder something. Jeff brought up a point, and I was just appalled when he said that. Jeff, I was. You were hoping that the Packers beat the Vikings next week. And it's going to be a good game, 4 o'clock game. And it's not because you're a Green Bay Packers fan. It's not because you hate the Vikings.
I am right now, just for the record.
Right, because you want the easy road for the Lions.
But like, if someone dropped $1 million in your lap, would you be like, nope, I want to do it the hard way, man, and like push it on the floor and walk away?
No, but you know what? This is the equivalent of you standing in line for like some free meal that you're going to waste more time and money standing in line for this free meal than you just buying it yourself and getting on with your day. So I think that's the equivalent. So for Lions fans out there, are you like Jeff where you just want smooth and easy and you want basically the Green Bay Packers to do your dirty work? Or do you want the Lions to go out there and get the job done? Because I got to think, I cannot speak for Lions fans, but I got to think if you're a Lions fan, you don't want it the easy way because nothing about you have been easy from day one. It's been about grit. It's been about biting kneecaps. It's all of this stuff. You don't want a gift. You want to do it yourself. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Bobby.
Rico, I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree. Like, this team is all about grit, and that's what our fan base is about. But I'm with Jeff here because, I'm a little bit greedy, okay? And then second off, it's kind of like it's our turn type of mentality. Look, every other team we see gets free passes. Why can't the Lions get a free pass?
You know what that's? That's soft. That's what that is. That's soft. That's like baby diaper soft right now. Okay? You want somebody else to do?
I mean,
I don't think the Lions fans want it that way. I think the Lions want the Lions to win it on their own. And you got an opportunity to just beat Minnesota at home in a winner-take-all game with your fans. It ain't cold outside. Ford Field's going to be nice and warm. You're going to have the fans behind you. You're going to have the city behind you. You probably are going to be the game of the week in the NFL when they come out with their scheduling. I just don't see the Lions fans wanting it that way.
Look,
wanting the back door.
If we were trying to not be soft, let's not get the number one seed. Like, that's the softest way towards the Super Bowl, right? We're going to get the bye week and home field advantage?
You earn the number one seed. It wouldn't be gifted to you.
Yeah, but that's the softest route to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. If you got the one seed, it means that you earned the one seed. It wasn't gifted. Now, if it was one of those where, okay, you were winning by 4 games, and you know what? You were going to win this thing regardless, so you could just do it a week early. I'd buy that. You got a chance. The easiest tiebreaker out there, there is no tiebreaker if you just win all your games.
See, I see what you're saying, but with the wasting time thing, because I've been standing in the Vikings have to lose line for about 6 weeks now, with the Cardinals. They blew it. Atlanta was a joke. Seattle this Sunday.
You know who wasn't standing in that line? Dan Campbell.
I know. But it's just like I hate the Vikings. I hate that they're 13-2. They have a rookie quarterback who has injury problems. And then they get Sam Darnold and end up 13-2 and somehow have the same record as the best Lions team in my life and in most people's lives. Of course I want them to lose to Green Bay of all people. That's who they hate the most.
You hate Green Bay just like you hate Minnesota. So now you're going to buddy up your mortal enemy to do your dirty work, to cut your grass, take your girl out on a date because you want to stay home and watch TV.
Hey, sometimes that's the right thing to do.
Oh, wow.
Okay. No, but hey, listen, the only team in our division that I will never root for is the Chicago Bears. All right? That's the team I hate the most in our division. Green Bay, I hate Green Bay, don't get me wrong, but if I had to pick a team in our division, it would be the Packers that I would... I'd be the least mad about. I'd still be pissed. Don't get me wrong.
I really hope Lions fans don't believe this, because listening to Dan Campbell, nothing about this screams Dan Campbell. Nothing. Dan Campbell, if you hooked him up to a lie detector, will tell you, I want to win it our way. I want to win it right here in that final week. You know what? In a winner-take-all game, because he could take that and build upon it. And to say, well, you know, let's let the Packers win so it can be easier for us. He's already said I don't think he's sitting anybody. So I think you're going to see the starters. I think you're going to see everybody playing. It's almost like, man, what if they would just play the Minnesota Vikings? Oh, wait, they are. You handle your own business. 248-539-9797. You want to continue explaining this? Or keep digging that hole. Go ahead.
Here's my thing. Our defense is very injured. Okay? The team is... They've won 13 games. I think they've done enough to earn the one seed the right way. They've won a lot of road games this year. They've won a lot of tough games. And then Minnesota has done the same thing. And the Lions already beat them once. So if the Packers can just do us one favor, we can all be happy on Monday night, have a stress-free week 18, take away the dramatics of it.
But have you ever thought that maybe this team needs the stress? Maybe this team, certain teams need the chip. I mean, it reminds me of the old Mark D'Antonio teams. They never wanted it easy. They feasted off of the chip. They feasted off of the doubt. They feasted off of, you can't do this, you can't do that. Nah, man, I could be wrong. Lions fans, you can let me know. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think you want it that way.
I'd be confident lining up against Minnesota anyways, because I think the Lions will pound them.
Then end it right there.
Okay, then I will. The Lions will pound them regardless.
Green Bay, can you do us a favor? And we don't really want this game to be stressful. I kind of want to take the day off if you can. Could you beat Minnesota for us?
That would be awesome.
That's what you sound like. That's you. 248-539-9797. Lions fans, do you want Green Bay to do your dirty work? Or do you just want to win all your games and you want to earn the number one seed? That's how I see it, plain and simple. Let's go to phone lines. Ray, you're kicking this topic off. You're on 97.
Merry Christmas, Rico. How you doing today?
Merry Christmas, Ray.
Hey, man, so this is what I'm thinking. But number one, I hate the Packers, right? I hate them, just like most Lions fans. I don't want them to win, and this is why. I think the Commanders are going to win out, and that's going to make them, if the Packers lose that game against the Vikings, they'll be tied record-wise with the Commanders. They got the tiebreaker in the Commanders. So that puts them down to the seventh seed, and that puts them to play Philly in the first round. So you're telling me I got a way to get Philly or Green Bay out, knocking the crap out of each other, and all we got to do is just still win our games to handle our business, get rid of one of the two biggest threats to us in the playoffs? I say do it.
Wait, but if Green Bay beats Minnesota, how would they end up dropping down?
No, if Minnesota beats Green Bay, that's what I'm saying. I hope Green Bay loses.
Yeah, right. Cut your own grass. That's a real Lions fan.
We take care of our own problems, and then it not only, like I said, it'll drop. I think the Commanders will take care of their business, too. and that's going to bump them up to the sixth seed, drop Green Bay to the seventh seed, and they'll have to play Philly, and then you got either Philly or Green Bay out in the wild card.
Ray, Merry Christmas. Appreciate the phone call. Ray's a real fan. Ray told you to the spine. Coward.
I want Green Bay to do the half-star workforce. I want a stress-free life.
What you got to do in week 18? Huh? What you so stressed about?
I got to do the highlights for the Lions game. How about that?
It'd be plenty of highlight. You know what the highlight, base highlight is? Hey, congratulations. You're the number one overall seed. That'll get played all around.
I would love to hear that. Yeah, I would also love to hear it and wear like the division merch in San Francisco on your team's field. That would be awesome.
Oh, my God. You know what? I got nothing for you, man. 248-539-9797. Lions fans, maybe I'm wrong. Are you like Jeff where you want the Packers to do your dirty work for you, or you just win your games, you win it all, you earned it, and that's the identity of this team? Or maybe I'm just not seeing it the right way. Let's go to phone lines. Jason, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Rico, big fan of the show.
Hey, thanks, man. Merry Christmas to you, Jason.
So I got to completely disagree. I would much rather be able to sit the starters the last week going into the playoffs than to play a game against the Vikings for a winner take all.
But, Jason, Dan Campbell has pretty much said he's playing people. I don't think you're going to see anybody getting sat down in that final week regardless. I mean, put it this way. The man still has starters in against Chicago, and you were killing Chicago. He ran up the score against Dallas, and you were killing Dallas. So nothing about me says Dan Campbell's going to take it easy, even if you go stress-free in week 18. The easy route.
If the final game doesn't matter at all for playoff seedings, I think he'll definitely sit starters. I don't see any way he doesn't. Maybe they'll have him come in and play a couple series at most. But, I mean, there will definitely be a big Hendon Hooker workload that day.
Jason, we'll find out. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate the phone call. I disagree. I think that you... listening to Dan Campbell last week when he gave the city of Detroit that speech, listening to him on the morning show this week, it sounds as if no matter what, the Lions are going to be playing their people. There is no, we're going to sit people down, because here's the downfall to that. Okay. Take it from somebody whose team has had the number one overall seed and you rest starters. You probably didn't pay attention to it because last year the Lions were on this miracle run. And, hey, Green Bay goes into Dallas. They knock off Dallas. And now you know, hey, we win this game and we're going to get a second home game. The Niners sat everybody in the final week, played Sam Darnold. Worked out for him. He's got the job in Minnesota. They lost that game. They sat their starters. They sat for the week. They were super rusty. Damn near lost the first game to the Packers. It took them to the final 35 seconds to get the lead in that game. They were trailing the entire game. That's the downfall of sitting everybody, is that rust factor, because the other team is on a roll.
Can I add to this, though? I'm fine with, I would love for the one seed to be locked up next week, but I don't necessarily want to see like Hendon Hooker and Craig Reynolds running the show for 60 minutes in the last week. Even if the one seed's locked up.
Maybe Goff needs to be stressed.
No. I'd still want to beat Minnesota.
Maybe you could do Boundelay and Save together.
You're blowing this out of proportion, man.
No. Back to the phone lines. We got another Jason. Jason, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Rico, what's up?
Hey, man.
What happened to yesterday? You and Mike were talking about if Minnesota loses, it's BOGO. It's BOGO bye week.
Oh, no. Minnesota, they didn't lose. They won. So I'm saying no.
If Green Bay beats them, you know what I'm saying? It's still BOGO bye week.
If Green Bay beats them, yes, it is. But listening to Dan Campbell, I think the Lions would just rather – they're going to play their people regardless. They're not going to sit anybody. And Jeff, it started off, Jason. Jeff is like, I just need Green Bay to win. Green Bay needs to do all the dirty work for us so we can just sit around and do nothing. I'm like, wait, this is nothing about the Detroit Lions. Their whole personality is, we're the biggest, baddest team out here. We'll take on anybody, anytime. So it was it was him saying, I'd just rather Green Bay win the game.
Yeah, I'm 100%. I want Green Bay to cut our grass. I'm a season ticket holder. I'll sell that last game versus Minnesota. It don't mean nothing to pay for my playoff tickets and be done with it.
I appreciate
it. Week 18.
Just having fun, Jason. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
You too, buddy.
All right. You got people joining your bandwagon, the soft brigade.
The ticket tech seems to agree quite a bit with me.
Wow. I guess I had more respect for Lions fans that you wanted things done your way and you didn't need somebody to help you out. That to me goes against everything. Everything that's Detroit Lions. Everything that's Dan Campbell. Everything that's grit and biting kneecaps and all this. Are you kidding me?
I see your angle for sure. I do. But I disagree with it. But I can see where you're coming from.
I mean, okay. All right. When I'm out there saying, hey, bite a kneecap, you're thinking, your phone calls, your ticket text next. Lions fans, does Green Bay need to win this thing for you so you can be stress-free in the final week? Or you cut your own grass. You'll handle Minnesota at your place, at your time, and you'll win, and you'll be the number one overall seed. And it will be thanks to nobody else but Dan Campbell and the Lions. Your phone calls, your ticket text next, 97.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, so apparently I think the Lions fans don't want the easy way. Jeff is leading the please let Green Bay handle all of our problems so we could all have a stress-free final week. That doesn't say grit. That doesn't say toughness. Nothing about that says bite a kneecap. That's more like bite a fingernail. That ain't biting a kneecap. Let Green Bay handle our dirty work. No. You're the Lions. That's Dan Campbell-led team. You do it yourself. 248-539-9797. Do you agree with Jeff or do you agree with me? You got something to say?
No, not right now.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
Okay, look, Rico, you tripping. I'm sorry, I got to go with Jeff. I mean, we banged up on defense. We could take anything we can right now. I mean, if we need Green Bay to beat Minnesota, then so be it, man. That don't mean we soft. I mean, we just come on now. Our defense is banged up. I'm with Jeff. I agree with Jeff 100%.
So you want Green Bay to do your dirty work? Because you're going to play Minnesota the next week, and you could just knock Minnesota out in front of your own crowd. But you'd rather just play an open scrimmage.
I'm going to be a cheesehead. I'm going to put the little cap on everything, man. Yes. That means we saw. Like, come on now.
Look, Mark, it just doesn't scream nothing about the personality of the head coach. I can't see Dan Campbell saying, you know, I'd rather just Green Bay handle this for us so we could just take the week off. Can you?
I mean, I get where you're going. I get it, but it's just, come on, Rico. We're banged up on defense. I mean, we never had a number one seed before, and if we could take this, we can get this. I mean, if Green Bay can help us out, let them help us out, you know?
I got you. Mark, I get what you're saying. Appreciate the phone call. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Jeff, man, the million Jeff March. You're just getting more and more people on your side.
I know you're a 49ers fan, so it would kind of suck for you to watch the Lions, you know, celebrate a division title in your stadium.
The team is bad. I don't care. They're bad.
It's just, you know, it's stress-free week 18. Why not get the Lions have
because here's
no favors have no, been done because, for the Lions and, until and, this and Washington
at least
game.
I'm glad that Campbell sees it my way. When you start taking when you start getting too relaxed the way you want them to be, it's hard to jumpstart things 3 weeks later because that'll be your next game because you'll get that week off, the next week off, and then in that third week is when you finally play. It's hard to jumpstart the team. Now, remember how this team looked at the beginning of the year when they didn't really do much in the preseason and they struggled those first two games and lost one of them.
Oh, I'm with you 100% on that. And if they were to clinch next week, I would still want the starters to play in week 18. I don't want to do the Peyton Manning double bye week and then come out flat, like you said, how the 49ers did against Green Bay last year. I mean, that was a nail biter against the 7 seed at home. I wouldn't want any of that to happen. I'd still want them to play against Minnesota,
okay. And
I'd still want them to beat Minnesota.
Or just, you know, Green Bay, cut your own grass and take your girl out. So. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
Jeff, love you, buddy, but I'm going to have to treat this as if you just woke up and started talking. Listen, I remember what happened 2 weeks ago when we had just a bye week and how we got, in the words of Dan, punched in the mouth. I don't think we need 2 weeks off. Let's take it back to the Packers. Packers need to work for themselves. We're fine. Yeah, right now, even though in the book of Daniel it says that we, you know, bite kneecaps and everything, well, we're the one missing kneecaps right now. We're the one in casts and with crutches and all this stuff, and it's still happening. There are still people willing to read that book of Daniel, still willing to listen to the coach and say, here am I, said me. And with those kind of people coming in, the grit grows deep in our team. We have nothing to fear. We don't need anybody cutting our grass, trimming our hedges, even though we're on crutches, even though our legs and feet are tied up. We still have the grit. We still have the way to go. We don't need 2 weeks off. We most definitely don't need that. We need that fire continuing to burn into January as the playoffs are going. So, Jeff, I love you, but I can't be with you December. But.
Chris, wise man, Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate the phone call. And don't get me wrong. If Green Bay happens to win, okay, great. Dan Campbell has to figure out what he wants to do next. But this all came from Jeff is like, really need the Packers to win this game. I'm like, why? You're going to play? Nah, I'd rather just relax and be stress-free. So I'm going to be a big Packers and a cheesehead. Like, nobody in Detroit likes Green Bay. Like, this is so disingenuous to me. And that's why we're having this conversation. What I am saying, if Green Bay just wins, great. But Jeff was sitting here. I mean, honestly, are you getting a cheesehead for Christmas?
No, I'm not. But, again, Minnesota's the bigger enemy right now. Green Bay is an enemy, but Minnesota is the most threatening team right now. So what's wrong with me like rooting for them to help my team out?
And I get it. Like the Eagles, I understand because you're not going to play the Eagles. But you get to play Minnesota the very next week. You don't have to go to Minnesota here. You've already beaten Minnesota. You get to sweep the division. Yeah.
I still would play the starters and try hard to beat Minnesota on week 18 if I was Dan Campbell. I know exactly that is what he's going to do in this situation that I want to happen.
Bite a kneecap.
I think he'll bite many kneecaps in week 18.
All right. Corey, I'll give you the last word on this. Corey, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, Rico?
What's happening, Corey?
Hey, I got to tell you, man, I'm 34 years old. I've been a Lions fan for as long as I can remember, man. I'm taking it however we can get it. I ain't going to hold you up, Rico. I don't care, you know, if we make it to the Super Bowl and we talking about how we got the number one seed. Like, I don't care how we got it. As long as we get it, let's get it. And I think if Green Bay does it that favor, then they do. But if not, I think we'll be ready to stand up against Minnesota as well.
And, Corey, once again, if Green Bay wins, that's fine. The way I interpreted what Jeff said, and maybe I don't think I misspoke. He's like, we need Green Bay to do this for us. I'm like, no, you don't. You're the Lions. You're the best team in football. Yes, you're injured, but you're still the best team in football. You don't need anybody to cut your grass. But no, I want the week off.
We can definitely cut our own grass, and I'm 100% confident in saying that. But if somebody comes by and they cut the grass for free, and we don't have to cut it that week, then you know what, man? I'm going to take that free cut, and I'm going to get on.
Appreciate the phone call, Corey. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right. Look, it's Christmas Eve. How about we just talk about some holiday stuff? Let's have some fun. Let's talk about some holiday things, because, you know, hey, tis the season, 97.1. All right, before we hand this thing over to Brian Chapman, I got one other thing, and I may be in the minority for a holiday bucket list. Are you guys eggnog drinkers?
No, not really.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, brother.
You've been sipping on the eggnog all the show, haven't you?
Oh, man, every year. It's like the seasonal drinks that come out. So fall is obviously the apple cider, right? And so winter.
I like apple cider.
Yeah, yeah. I love eggnog. When eggnog hits the shelves, I'm there.
I've never got the appeal of eggnog, and it's like,
I'll just stick with beer tonight, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, you be safe as you, you know, root for the Packers. Because, you know, I didn't know you were that soft, man. But, you know, hey, to each his own. All right, a couple ticket texts, and then I got to ask, what's it like to root for the luckiest team in college football?
All right, yeah, we'll start it off. We're going to do all Lions because those are what flooded in on the last segment. This one says, Rico, we did it our way. We've only lost two games. We've earned the right to be granted the one seed off a result of a different game.
Okay. And once again, because let me say it for the people in the back, because I know it's going to get twisted. I'm not saying, oh, turn it down if the Packers win. I'm saying for the people who, I just want the Packers to win so we don't have to worry about anything that's soft. Because you're a good team and you don't need the Packers to do your dirty work. If they win, great. But this, I'm going to become a cheesehead. You don't like the Packers. Don't sell your soul for one day. Just do it yourself the next week. Go ahead.
All right. This one says, Rico, I think you're definitely wrong. I think we can beat Minnesota any day of the week. But if someone does the job for us, then so be it. Not that they won't be, that this team will not be ready, but in that we don't want to win the games by any means necessary. If it just so happens to be handed to us,
I'm okay
if it's
with
the
that.
Packers, who cares?
Yes. No. Me and that person are simpatico. I'm with you. I'm talking about Jeff as he's like, I really just want the Packers. I'm going to wear a cheese head. You're going to do what? No. You don't have to do this. If they win, great. But if not, you get to play them. You get to beat them.
This ticket text says, I'm with Jeff. I will root for Green Bay. With the injuries this team has had, we deserve a break. That's from Jason.
Okay, newsflash. You've had a ton of injuries, but every team in the NFL has dealt with injuries. So it's not like the other 31 teams all went injury free. So,
and then just one more for you. One person says, why not both? It would be great to clinch a division in San Francisco and then beat the Vikings anyways after the division is locked up.
True. That I mean, I would. It would be something to see how it would be the next challenge for Dan Campbell. If that happened, how do you keep the team dialed in and focused? Because your next meaningful game would literally be about 21 days later. A lot can happen. I've seen teams lock things up and kind of go the, oh, we're just going to rest people route and get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. It can happen. You ready, Brian?
Merry Christmas, Rico.
Merry Christmas. College football world said Merry Christmas to you.
Yes.
And Penn State. How in the world did you guys pull off probably the biggest grift in college football ever?
That's the way the seeding worked. And you know what? Probably the biggest issue is that the ACC and the Big 12 didn't step up.
No, you know who? Here's what you should do. You need to send a thank you note to Ann Arbor and Michigan. That was the path for Ohio State. You know that, right?
Yeah, they would have been ahead of us.
They were supposed to be in the Big Ten title game, and whoever lost that game, either them or Oregon, that was their path. And I'm looking like, okay, so you got SMU.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Some soft Southerners to come up to State College in 25-degree weather and shiver. I used to playing in front of 20,000 fans.
I'm looking at them like that. I felt bad for the quarterback. I was just like, son.
Mm-mm.
Back when I really played video games.
Mm-hmm.
We had a thing called the reset button game. Whereas if you were getting beat so bad, you were allowed one time where you could just reach over, slap the reset button, and be like, nah, we ain't even got to finish this
game. That would happen in 3 out of the 4 games over the weekend.
Correct.
Every game except for the Clemson-Texas game.
You know what? Notre Dame game.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Signetti, Mr. Oh, look at me.
Google me.
I'm Willie Google Big Nuts. Me. I do all this stuff.
Yeah.
He plays so soft. You're down by, 2 or 3 scores.
Mm-hmm.
Ball at the 50 or 45-yard line on fourth down. Man, you go for it. Mm-hmm. It's fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take these timeouts back on the plane or the bus ride with me to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go out, call timeout, do what you got to do, run the play.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to punt the ball. You're punting the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Then they started coming back. And it's not to say if they would have went for it, they would have gotten it. But if they did, now all of a sudden that final touchdown that they scored late, that meaningless one,
mm-hmm.
you're back in this game. Like Notre Dame kind of relaxed, just like Ohio State relaxed. You guys relaxed a little bit, but not that. They were
It was 28-0 at the half. Game was over.
Right, but your offense did nothing. Your defense was scoring all your points. And now you get to play Boise State,
mm-hmm.
and then
they got the Heisman runner-up. Very nervous about that game, Rico.
I actually voted for him for Heisman runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't vote for the Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the minority. I was one of the people that voted for Dylan Gabriel because I just think Dylan Gabriel.
Number one?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know what his biggest crime was?
What?
He won too easily. All they did was win.
But was he better than someone who could be a first-round pick on both sides of the football?
Okay. It's not about your NFL career. It's about your collegiate career.
Right, right. And he played well, extremely well on both sides.
Okay, so name the big game that he played well in. I'll wait. I'm still waiting.
I didn't watch a ton of Colorado football this year.
Let me stop you.
Okay.
They didn't. He played, it's like Curtis Rourke for Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Played great against nobodies.
Yeah, well, that was his old schedule except for Ohio State.
Take a look at Colorado's schedule.
Yeah.
Tell me who was good on their schedule. Whereas Dylan Gabriel had to play real teams.
Yeah.
And every time he went out there, he rose to the challenge. 3 touchdown games, 4 touchdown games. Oh, I'm going to throw for 2 touchdowns and I'm going to run for 3 touchdowns.
How did he do against Boise State? Because I know they.
He had a good game.
Wasn't that one of their lowest scoring games of the year?
No, Wisconsin. When they went to Wisconsin, that was their lowest scoring game of the year.
Because I thought they struggled, I know, against Idaho and Boise State out of the gate.
Their struggling was, I think they scored like 30-some points. That was struggling for them mm-hmm. because they were supposed to score 50.
Yeah.
They only scored 30.
Mm-hmm.
But he still got his numbers.
Yeah.
He went up against Ohio State. He had a big game. When mm-hmm. he played the teams, the big games on the schedule, mm-hmm. he rose to the challenge.
Big
he comes to the
big
house. Big Ten championship.
Yep.
So he didn't have like this. They won so much and they played mm-hmm. on the West Coast that nobody even watched their games. And his coach wasn't out there pimping him and his son
mm-hmm.
like Deion was.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really break it down, I know he's going to be this great NFL player. He didn't play against anybody in college, and he got a lot of praise. To me, he was the Colorado version of Curtis Rourke.
No, you put
up a lot of video game numbers, right, but you didn't really play anybody. I know I'm not supposed to say that, mm-hmm, but I am, mm-hmm, with my chest.
Okay,
he didn't play anybody.
Okay,
he got it.
Yes,
I didn't vote for him.
Okay,
so
that's why they have what 30,000 different Heisman voters out there.
I mean, but come on, we've seen ESPN and the hype train. They put people in New York that didn't deserve to be there because they became the media favorite.
Honestly, I thought that there should have only been two people there. I thought it should have just been Jenty and Travis Hunter, especially because it's, I mean, it ended up being a close
Gabriel
vote.
Gabriel up close and personal. Right. You mean to tell me he's not one of the best people in college football?
He is, but it's about the way I thought it was supposed to go is you go to New York if there's like if you get a certain amount of the votes, if it's going to be pretty close. In the end, it was close between those two, but wasn't there a drop up between two and three?
No, there was a drop off between three and four.
Three and four?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
Cam Ward shouldn't have been there. Cam Ward just got a free trip and a free meal.
Yeah. And I think that there's too much of that for the Heisman Trophy. Oftentimes, you know who's going to go. You know who's going to go second. Why are they putting three and four and five guys out there sometimes? Just to have more stories for.
Yeah, intrigue. They got an hour long show to
watch. Yeah. Yeah.
If it's just two people, it's not enough story. But.
Yeah.
I mean, Travis had the hype machine. Deion was backing him. Everybody loved Deion. They were on Fox all the time. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, unless you were an Oregon fan, nobody was watching Oregon football. Oregon came on.
I was watching Oregon football.
Most people didn't watch Oregon unless they watched the Ohio State game, they watched the Big Ten championship mm-hmm. game, and they probably watched the game when they came to Michigan. But mm-hmm. nobody really watched Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But Fox made sure they set up camp in Colorado for that horrible schedule that they played.
Well, one of the problems with Oregon is that they can't get on Big Noon because then they'd be playing 9 a.m. local games.
Or Heisman Trophy voters just do their job and do the homework and just don't let ESPN tell you who to vote for. But then again, hey, welcome to 2024 when people tell you who to vote for.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that because Merry Christmas to all. This is now your problem. He's Brian Chapman. He's up next.